This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue the study in which we've been engaged the last 2 times on the question, what must I do to be saved? And we pointed out that the Bible teaches that we are saved by grace, but not by grace only. We had just at the end of last time considered the point found in Romans chapter 11 and verse 6, where the Apostle Paul declares that if it is, that is, if salvation is by grace, then it is not by works. And if it is by works, then it is not by grace. Now it is clear that there are at least some works which are mutually exclusive with grace. In other words, if we're saved by grace, then such works can have nothing whatever to do with the plan of salvation. And on the other hand, if such works do have something to do with the plan of salvation, then one cannot be saved by the grace of God. But on the other hand, we find that the Bible teaches that even though there are some works which are excluded from the plan of salvation, there are in fact other works which are included in the plan of salvation. These are the works of the gospel. They are the works, the acts of obedience, which are enjoined by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, for one to be saved by the law of Moses, he had to live perfectly. Even those Jews who live faithfully under the law and who will someday be with God in eternity are saved by the blood of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, the Bible declares that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant. Notice that even the Jews who lived under the law of Moses, which has been nailed to the cross and of course is now applicable to no one, those Jews were saved not by the blood of animals and goats which were offered in that time, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4, but they were saved by the blood of Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, and then offered that blood in heaven at the throne of God, Hebrews chapter 9 verses 11 and 12. And so the Bible teaches in the New Testament that there are works which are included in the plan of salvation, just as there are works which are excluded. For instance, let us read in James the 2nd chapter, verse 24. You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Now this really ought to settle the matter for anyone who believes the Bible. There are many people who have raised the question, are we saved by faith alone, and have concluded that the lost man is saved the very split second, as one preacher put it to me, the very split second that one believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. But this passage makes clear that such is not the case. You see that by works, that is, by acts of obedience of the gospel plan of salvation, a man is justified, and not by faith only. Then in verse 26, he uses an illustration. That is, an illustration that helps to explain the gospel plan of salvation. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. Now all of us know, if we've read the Bible to any profit, that when the soul or the spirit leaves the body, then the body is dead. But so long as the soul or the spirit and the body are joined together, then that person is still living. But he says, as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so then is faith without works dead. Now, if a person has merely believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, but that faith in Christ has not led him to do the things which the Bible plainly teaches that a believer must do in order to be saved, then his faith is dead, and he cannot be saved by a dead faith. A faith that is dead is powerless, inoperative, unable to accomplish a single thing so far as the salvation of the soul is concerned. And so let us note that the Bible says, you see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And this is in harmony with the Bible teaching that we are saved by grace through faith. But we must leave more of it until next time. Please join us then.